Welcome to Basic Gospel, everybody. With Bob Christopher and Richard Piper, I'm Bob Davis. And we have open phone lines for you right now at 1-800-677-9377. Again, 1-800-677-9377. This is your invitation to hear how the Basic Gospel intersects with your life every day. The Word of God can help you experience true freedom and life in Jesus Christ. It's Basic Gospel. Hear it. Believe it. Live it. If there's something you'd like to discuss or a Bible question you'd like to pose, call now. 1-800-677-9377. The lines are wide open. We await hearing from you. Again, the toll-free number, 1-800-677-9377. Now, here's Bob Christopher.
Well, thanks, Bob. We are looking forward to hearing from our listeners today. Would love to talk to as many people as possible. But last month, we did a series on Revelation, and it was just a wonderful study through that book. And I hope our listeners really benefited and enjoyed that particular series. This month, we're going to look at another series, Profiles in Character. The good news of the gospel is this, that Jesus Christ is alive. Well, when we come to him by faith, this resurrected Christ, the one who was raised from that tomb that is now empty, comes to live inside of us through his Spirit. And his Spirit raises us to life. Now, God's Spirit, when he comes to live inside of us, doesn't come in and just take a nap, you know, and hang out there until we go to be with the Lord one day. He's actively working inside of us. Well, what is he doing there? Well, he's conforming us to the image of Christ Jesus. It's a character development program that he is engaged in, and we are the beneficiaries of that. And so we start to see changes take place in our lives, changes in our attitudes, changes in our thinking. And then the final aspect of that is changes in our actions. But all of that is the result of God's work through his Spirit in our hearts and in our minds. And so we want to spend some time this month taking a look at what Christ does inside of us. What kind of changes should we expect in our attitudes? What kind of changes should we expect in our thinking? What kind of changes should we expect in our actions? And I think it will be extremely beneficial for us to do this, to see that grace isn't only what saves us, it's the very thing that sustains us in life, that transforms us here and now as we wait for the glorious appearing of Christ Jesus. So that's what this month is all about. We have a wonderful offer on the table, a CD series called Profiles in Character. It is a great study on some very familiar stories in the New Testament, stories about the Samaritans. The Samaritans were hated enemies of the Jews. There was not a lot of love that flowed between those two groups. Right. They despised one another. And it was such a bitter, you know, relationship that when Jews would travel from North Israel around the Sea of Galilee down to Jerusalem, you know, the easiest route would be to go through Samaria.
Sure.
Well, they went around Samaria. Yeah. They didn't want to interact. They didn't want to connect. They didn't want to be anywhere near the Samaritans. And the Samaritans felt the same about the Jews. And yet these Samaritans continue to show up in Jesus's ministry. And Jesus kind of looked at them as standout people, people who had the character that he really looked for. And so we go through a lot of those stories to show the character that God is interested in, yeah, and to really unlock the secret of how that character is formed in us.
Right.
So we want to get that into your hands. It's available for a gift of any amount to Basic Gospel this month. And I think you have all the information on how people can get that.
Certainly. Well, prominent links right on the homepage, as always, at basicgospel.net. Again, basicgospel.net. And also by phone at 1-800-727-2828 during Central Time office hours, 1-800-727-2828. The 3-CD series by Bob Christopher called Profiles in Character, yours for a gift of any amount to Basic Gospel this month. Well, guys, we'll kick it off with open lines, 1-800-677-9377. Friends, come on in, be a part of this edition of Basic Gospel with Bob Christopher, Richard Pfeiffer. The lines are wide open and plenty of time on the clock, so come on in. The guy's from Carlos, and this is really kind of gets to the heart of an issue. This is, he says, he writes to us from Modesto, California, does my tithe have to go to a church, or can I give it to a ministry or a charity instead?
Good question. And that gets back down to, you know, a more basic issue, and that issue is this: which covenant do you live in? Do you live in the old covenant or do you live in the new covenant? You know, when the old covenant was in existence, a covenant between God and the nation of Israel, it was more or less a contract. It had if-then clauses in it. God said, if you obey my statutes and my commands, then I will be your God, and you will be my people. Mm-hmm. So it was conditional. There were strings attached. But in that covenant, there was provision for forgiveness. There was a priesthood that carried out those sacrifices, and those priests needed to be supported. They were prohibited from owning land, from really working for their food and all of that sort of stuff. So God required the other tribes of Israel to take care of them. And so they were to bring in tithes to the storehouses. And there were storehouses set up in various cities throughout Israel. And those tithes consisted of food substances. So it could be grain, it could be crops, it could be some type of cattle or something like that.
Right.
And so they used that in the worship that took place there in the country, and they also used those as food substances. That's how they ate. That's how they were taken care of. But now, since Christ's death, that old covenant was fulfilled, and a new covenant has been ushered in. That's where we live today.
Right.
This new covenant is what governs our relationship with the Lord Jesus. And in this new covenant, there's this grace of giving that we are to participate in. It's not something that is required. It's not an obligation. It's something that happens as we abide in Christ. And as the grace of God works in our hearts, then we are moved to give of our resources to help advance the kingdom of God. And I think the question of where do we give that is a very important question.
Yeah.
The local church would say, You must give the tithe here. And I think the question goes back, well, which covenant are you living under, the old or the new? I think we give to places that support us. I think we give to places that feed us. I think we give to places that are feeding others as well. So I think we should give to certainly the church that we belong. If we're being fed there,
right.
I think we can give to parachurch organizations, and I also think we can give to our neighbor who's in need. All of that fits into this grace of giving the new covenant calls us to participate in.
Yeah,
so it's wonderful when we participate in that. We really get joy when we give of our resources to further the good news of Jesus Christ.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah, I remember when my wife and I, Lois and I, first started beginning to understand the difference in this kind of giving, and some of the opportunities that came our way to give, which in the past we never would have considered. No. Our money goes someplace else. And we started giving to other people. And we, you know, it was months later, and we looked at each other and said, well, you realize we didn't have any expectation of getting that money back. And she said, well, yeah. And we looked at each other and said, that's perfectly okay. It was the right thing to do because at the time, God said, they need it, you don't.
Sure.
And it's such a different way to give than the compulsion way that most of us have grown up with.
Yeah. Right, absolutely.
Yeah. Well, of course, this is Basic Gospel and plenty of open lines, friends. And I ask you once again, don't take this opportunity to use this telephone to pose your question or your particular need for granted. We're here only because the opportunity for you to pose a question to us live by phone. So take advantage of it, friends. If you have something, a question that's been banging around in your mind for a while, if there's some issue that you want to discuss, why, we encourage you to get on that phone right now. Give us a call. 1-800-677-9377. Open lines, plenty of time. 1-800-677-9377.
And our theme this month is profiles and character. So call in and tell us some of the things that God has changed in your life.
Yeah.
Some of the new characteristics that you see God developing as you grow in Him and as you walk by faith in Him. We would love to hear how God is working in your life. And we see that through these character traits that are being developed. The desire to walk by faith in Him, the desire to give. I mean, a lot of times we didn't have that desire, but when we come to Christ and He starts working in us, we have a desire to give. There's all sorts of things that God begins to do, and we would love to hear a little bit of your story. How has God worked in your life?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Well, again, this is Basic Gospel, and the lines are open. 1-800-677-9377. We want you to be a part of this edition of Basic Gospel.
Well, thanks, Bob. Let's go to Jasmine listening to us on WMCA in New York. Hi, Jasmine.
Hi, how are you? God bless everyone.
Well, thank you.
I had a question. I currently married with my husband. We have, we have an annual income together that we do tithe from. But I was wondering, when I decide to donate, I serve under the Children's Church Ministry. When I decide to donate school supplies or Children's Church supplies, our pastor is very gracious to say, if you send money, we will reimburse you for the ministry. But if I decide to donate, can I consider that part of my tithe and offering?
Well, certainly, Jasmine. I mean, you're seeing that there's a need at the church, within that church body, and you're deciding to fulfill that. I mean, God is working in your heart to move you to go and buy supplies and bring those to the church for the use there. So certainly that's all a part of giving. I mean, we're so, I think, locked into this idea that giving is only money. That's not true. Giving is just a way of life. We give of our time, we give of our talents, and we give of our resources. And that's the big picture of giving. And all of that is a direct result of God's work in our lives. If you're giving out of obligation, if you're giving to try to climb the spiritual ladder, so to speak, you've missed the point. But you're giving out of the impulse of God's work in your life, then, whatever you give, that's a part of the giving, the giving aspect of this new life in Christ.
Paul says, let everyone give as he has purposed in his heart. And it could go to the church, it could go to a ministry, or to an individual. It doesn't, just as you have purposed in your heart.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. Yes, it answers my question.
Well, thanks for your call today, Jasmine. We sure appreciate hearing from you.
Thank you, and God bless you guys, and you guys are a wonderful radio station. We listen to you all the time. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Jasmine.
Thank you very much.
Yes, indeed. Well, let's go to Donovan in Brooklyn listening to us on WMCA as well. Hi, Donovan.
Hi, how are you doing, sir?
Doing fine, thank you.
Okay, my question for you today, we today receive the Holy Spirit just like the disciples receive it, like in Acts chapter 2:32.
Well, Donovan, we receive the Holy Spirit at the moment of salvation. That's how it works today. Back in those days, Jesus said, hang out here in Jerusalem. When I go away, I'm going to send the Holy Spirit to you. So as long as Jesus was with them, the Holy Spirit wasn't going to be given to individuals. But once He went away, once He ascended into heaven, He sent his Comforter, the Holy Spirit, to take up residence in the hearts of men. And he did it in a specific way. The Jews were under this impression that they were the only people group that would receive that gift. But the Holy Spirit was for all people who placed their faith in Jesus Christ. And so he gave the Holy Spirit first to the Jew, and then to the Samaritan, and then to the Gentile. And then in Acts 15, we see this great council that took place in Jerusalem, and Peter finally stands up and he says, "This is truth. God has granted the Holy Spirit to all people groups. It wasn't just meant for the Jew. It was for the Jew, it was for the Samaritan, and it was for the Gentile." And so we can all stand together, united as one body in Christ. So that took place, and then after that, then each time a person responded to the gospel, they were made alive, and they received the gift of God's Spirit. So there's no such thing as receiving Christ one day and then receiving the Holy Spirit at a subsequent event. It's one and the same. When you receive Jesus, you receive the Holy Spirit. You're born again, made alive together with Christ.
How do you know that you receive the Holy Spirit?
Well, it says in Romans 8 that the Holy Spirit bears witness with our human spirit that indeed we are children of God. So I think it's an internal impression the Holy Spirit makes upon our hearts and our minds that we know that we know that we truly belong to Christ. It's, you know, some people say you have to speak in tongues to know that you've received the gift of God's Spirit. There's nowhere in the Bible that says that. There's not a single verse that says that has to happen. There are many people who have never spoken in tongues, who have never experienced that gift of the Spirit, and yet they know the Spirit is alive living in them because the Spirit has testified to their human spirits that they indeed belong to Christ.
That's how you got, that's how you believe it. But suppose I tell you I'll receive the Holy Spirit.
Well, Donovan, if you're in Christ, you have received the Holy Spirit.
Yes, I received the Holy Spirit when I was, I'm 53 now, and I received the Holy Spirit when I was 18 years old.
Okay.
With the evidence of speaking in tongues.
Okay.
As some people say, it doesn't happen today, but it still happens. Up to yesterday, someone received the Holy Spirit at church with the evidence of speaking in tongues.
Well, let me tell you this, Donovan. Let me just break in there. Every Christian, every true Christian has received the Holy Spirit. You can't be a Christian if you don't have the Holy Spirit.
Right.
That's what Paul wrote in Romans 8, that if you don't have the Spirit, you don't belong to Christ. So
You're right.
So every born-again believer has the Holy Spirit. Now, the gifts of the Holy Spirit, every person has different gifts. Not all have the gift of tongues. Not all have the gift of prophecy. Not all have the gift of teaching. Not all have the gift of mercy. Not all have the gift of giving. Those are distributed as God sees fit. That's up to His discretion, not ours. I can say if you don't have the gift of teaching, Donovan, you can't be saved. Well, that's not a true statement. And somebody else might say, well, if you don't have the gift of speaking in tongues, you can't be saved. Well, that's not a true statement either. So we have to recognize that God's Spirit comes to take up residence in us. That's what makes us alive in Christ. That's what gives us new life. We all are indwelt by the Holy Spirit, and then we have different gifts, and the Holy Spirit gives those as He sees fit. But speaking in tongues is not a sign of salvation. It's just a gift that God would give for the benefit of someone else. Back in the day, it was used as a sign gift to show that others, to others listening, that Jesus Christ indeed was sent by God, was the Son of God, that he died to take away sins, that he was buried, that he was raised back to life. So it was used as an evangelistic gift to reach out to others who may not be able to hear the gospel in their language at that time. So it was used for the benefit of others, just as every other gift is used for the benefit of others. But here's the truth. Everyone who has come to Christ by faith, they have received the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is alive, living in them. And what the Holy Spirit really does is to teach us about the love of God that has been expressed to us in Christ. And then he moves in our hearts so that we can love others in the same way that God in Christ has loved us. We get caught up on the gifts, and Jesus is interested in the love. And it's the Holy Spirit that really lasers our focus right on the love of God, how Jesus has loved us so that we can in turn love others. Well, Donovan, great question today, great discussion. Certainly appreciate your input on today's broadcast.
Yes, indeed. Thank you, Donovan. Plenty of open lines and just a little bit of time left on the clock. Want to hear from you on this edition of Basic Gospel. Very quickly, guys, a question from Lisa, who writes to us from Columbus, Ohio. I listen to your program every day on my way home from work. You have helped me see the real truth, and I praise God for all of you at this ministry. She says, my husband and I disagree on once saved, always saved. I believe that once you have accepted Jesus, you are saved, no matter what. My husband believes you can lose your salvation. He pointed out this scripture to me, and I'm not sure if he is taking it out of context. Revelation 3:5 says, he that overcometh, the same shall be clothed in white raiment, and I will not blot out his name of the book of life, but will confess his name before my Father and before his angels. If he is saying, anyway, that's the question.
Okay. Well, to get into the book of life, you have to be clothed in the righteousness of Christ. There's no other way to get in there. Well, and we can't clothe ourselves, so we have to trust Jesus. When we do, he gives us his righteousness. He became sin, as Paul writes in 2 Corinthians 5, so that we might become the righteousness of God in him. So that transaction takes place at salvation, and our names are in the book of life, and the assurance there is God will never blot them out. If you've been saved, your name will never be blotted out of the book of life. If you're not saved, your name isn't in the book of life.
To begin with. Right?
To begin with. So, you know, folks look at that and say, you know, see, you can lose salvation. And like, read the verse again. Yeah. That doesn't say you can lose salvation. It says you can never lose salvation. And the reason you can never lose salvation is because of the finished work of Christ. He didn't die for just some of your sins. He died for every single one of them. So the punishment that you deserved, he took. Not just some of it, but all of it. Right. So there's no punishment left for you. And then when he sends his Spirit to take up residence in you, he calls that eternal life. So you are saved eternally.
Yeah.
And no one can snatch you out of the Father's hands. That's the great news of the gospel. So I think the Word of God is very clear. Once you are saved forever.
Forever. Saved forever. Absolutely. Well, thanks, Bob. And thanks to everybody for joining us for today's edition of Basic Gospel. We're here every day only because you are. We love hearing from you. And to express our thanks for your support for Basic Gospel, for your gift of any amount during the month of November, you'll receive our 3-CD series, Profiles in Character by Bob Christopher. And in this series, Bob outlines some very important lessons in finding that someone in life usually may be the most unlikely person that might be proven to be a true hero. Profiles in Character, yours for gift of any amount. To make your gift and receive your CD series, call 1-800-727-2828 or visit us online at basicgospel.net. That's 1-800-727-2828 or at basicgospel.net. Again, for a gift of any amount, Profiles in Character, yours during the month of November. We also invite you to join our email list by clicking subscribe in the upper menu at basicgospel.net. You'll get late news about the ministry, upcoming events, and information on new products and resources to enhance your understanding of the Christian life. So click subscribe when you visit basicgospel.net. Now for Bob Christopher, Richard Piper, and the ministry staff, Bob Davis, inviting you to join us again tomorrow at the same time for another live edition of Basic Gospel.